Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
His name is synonymous with Minnesota sports. In fact, Pete, I'm not sure you already know this, but if you want to watch something interesting, watch Barry Wolder walk into a gymnasium sometime in town as a spectator. It's like the Pied Piper, because just about everybody in the gymnasium he either played with, played against, coached with, coached against. they refereed him. He refereed. It's just incredible that what he's accomplished and his legacy in this town. And he's currently, of course, the head coach of the Orono basketball team. And Barry, you got a big win against Chanhassen. And I saw that Maxwell Smart score 30 last week. He's a great player, the sophomore for Chanhassen. And you beat Chan the other night to go to 8-3, huh?
Yeah, we did. We played really well. It was tight the first half, and I like my team this year. We're fast. We're not real big, but we are in no need of a shot clock. We put it up.
They play roller ball, Pete.
I love it.
Oh, Maxie, Pete, how are you?
Good.
We're great. I'll tell you, Maxie, the day I met Barry Wooler, I read about him in the papers, and he and I were playing in the All-Star game together back in 1981, and I took a look at this kid from Bird Island, Lake Lillian, and I go, that might be one of the best athletes I've ever seen in my entire life. I looked at him and just, I was in awe, and then played against him, and I was even more in awe, because as a linebacker, trying to figure out where Barry's going to throw the ball, run with the ball, whatever he was going to do, it was unbelievable. But Barry, tell us a little bit, because a lot of people know who you are and some people might not, but tell us a little bit about sort of that journey that you took when you went to the University of Minnesota. As a matter of fact, you were one of the reasons why, when I was at the All-Star game and I was a late person to make my decision where I was going to go, Maxie, it was guys like Barry Wooler that convinced me, you know what, I'd like to play football with that guy at the University of Minnesota. So tell me a little bit about that journey, because a lot of people might not know.
Well, I think, yeah, you and myself, Jack Schlichting was real high profile recruit that year at Brooklyn Center, and we all knew about each other. And then playing in that All-Star game, got to know each other. And as you know, I think you were assigned between California and Minnesota, and I probably called you 3-4 times a week trying to convince you to come to Minnesota. And that's where our friendship formed, and been a lifelong friendship since then.
Barry, you've seen St. Cloud State after Minnesota and the minor leagues and everything. It's been really a journey that's unparalleled and so unique. I can't think of anybody that even compares to it. Won state championships in football, basketball, amateur baseball, the whole bit. I've asked you this before, but where does the compete factor come from, and where does the fire burn that you were able to do it in three different sports for this long and then win a state championship as a coach as well?
Well, I think I grew up, my dad was my high school coach. My cousin was my high school football baseball coach up until my junior year. And my dad was pretty fiery when he was a younger coach. You know, I was fourth, fifth, sixth grade sitting on the bench, and the students would sit behind the bench because my dad would have a coat and tie on, and first the tie would fly off and he had a towel on his shoulder and the towel would go in the stands. Then pretty soon his sport coat would go in the stand, and I would turn around, you know, One of the students would have his outfit on by the end of the game. So I grew up in a very competitive household, but very nurturing and very encouraging. So I don't know if I was always the best, but I always went into contests thinking that I was, and I think that confidence kind of exuded to my teammates, and that's what I try to do coaching too, is just, hey, let's go compete. Don't worry about the name on front of their jersey. Make them earn it against us and see what they have.
Barry, what I was always so impressed with was obviously the multi-sport guy that you are and were as a high school player, and you got recruited by Joe Salem for football and Jim Dutcher for basketball and John Anderson for baseball. I never asked you this question. Baseball is where you found yourself, I think, for the longest period of time, but was there a sport that you liked most when you were playing, you know, all these various sports and even into college? Maxie, when you look at what Barry has done, where Big Ten basketball title in 81 and a baseball, they won the tournament in 82 no, and the regular season in 83. I think the guy's done it all. I mean, it's just and some basketball at St. Cloud State. He did pretty well with that. But so Barry, what was your favorite sport and why?
Basketball has always been my favorite. My dad was my high school coach, and the gym was always open. And I don't know, for me, basketball practices are the most game-like, and so practices for me were always fun. And then all you needed was a basketball and a hoop to go work on your skills by yourself too. Baseball I enjoyed, but after basketball in Minnesota, you know, you go practice baseball in the gym, and oh my god, that was tough. You go from yeah. running and shooting, and all of a sudden you're bunting in the gym. It took a little while until you got outside, but. And football, growing up in a small town, Bird Island, Lake Lillian, at the time they're bold now, had a really strong football tradition. And, I mean, if you were a kid growing up, a boy growing up in Bird Island, Lake Lillian, I mean, you just played football. That's just the way it was. And we were fortunate. I started as a freshman at safety, but those 4 years, we were 48-2, so there was expectations, and that we got beat in the semifinals of state my sophomore year, and then we won the state title my junior and senior year, and played with a lot of good football players. But it's, you know, that's just the way you grew up, and there was expectations from the classes before you to excel, and fortunately, we were able to do that.
Barry, I have to, you know, I watched quite a bit of high school basketball this year, either practices or games, and I watched the summer circuit. I really can't get over how good high school basketball has become in Minnesota. Cool. And, you know, you'll look at the top recruits that the Braden Carrington going from Park Center, the Trey and Tyus Jones, all that. But that next level, I watched Rockford play a couple of weeks ago, and they were just outstanding, you know, the way they move the ball and shoot the ball. I saw Park Center against Minneapolis North in a packed gym, and that was just so much fun. Give us some reference as to how Minnesota basketball from the bottom up has improved, and why has it improved so much over the last 25 years?
Well, I think, first of all, the kids are just so athletic now. I mean, there's more strength training going on. I think there's more personal training going on. And I think kids at all levels are having much more access to gyms. I mean, when I grew up,
yes.
It was a definite advantage. Being a
that's a great point, because you said your dad had the key to the gym, but if you didn't have a key to the gym, you had no place to play on Saturday and Sunday.
Right. And now, I mean, these guys are playing all the time. I don't know if it still holds true, but I know a few years ago, Minnesota has more summer teams for boys basketball than any state in the country.
Really?
Think about that with the Californians of the world out there. So
wow.
And now it's become a hotbed. I mean, the last 2 years, you had Jalen Suggs and Chet Holmgren, the top two players in the country, both coming out of Minnesota, you know, playing AAU for my good friend Brian Sanford over there. And there's so many good players, and they can shoot and they can run. And I really think there's a lot of outstanding high school and AAU coaches in the state. You know, it used to be kind of high school coaches would kind of fight the AAU, but you know what? That's where the kids get seen, and that's where the coaches can get out in the summer. So we try to embrace that a little bit. The key is to make sure that your players are playing for the right coach and a program that's going to suit their style and give them opportunity to be seen. But, man, you know, the other thing that's exciting is having Coach Johnson with the Gophers now. And
what a win, huh, yesterday?
Oh, big, big. You know, it's so now, Pete, imagine this. We're at the boys' basketball clinic. There's 500 coaches. Coach Johnson, Ben, gives out his cell number to all of us.
Hmm.
Now, you know, so I text him, hey, that's a huge win. Keep coaching your butt off. This is awesome. And of course, his high school coach, Dave Thorson, who I've known for years, and I mean, his record in basketball, in high school basketball, is amazing. He's an amazing, he's charismatic, great recruit, great coach. You know, so I text both of them. But what they do is they're connecting not only with the high school coaches, they're connecting with the AAU coaches. And coaches, the high school coaches feel relevant again, like we have a voice. And if we think there's somebody out there that they should check out, they do. And so I think that's going to be exciting for Minnesota basketball, and we're going to keep our good players in the state from now on.
I think that's why Ben is having so much success, Maxie, as well, early on as a coach, but also communicating with the rest of the high school coaches across the state, because as you both point out, I mean, the basketball level at Minnesota now is probably the highest it's ever been. It's absolutely incredible, the talent that we have generated in the state. Barry, when you were coaching, you've coached a lot of different levels. You were even at Hamlin for a little while. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the differences maybe between being at the high school level and the pressure there versus maybe at a Hamlin.
Well, I think the pressure's at the Division I level. I mean, it's about winning. And, you know, sometimes you're hired to eventually be fired, but the ones that can sustain it, it's awesome. But they have to work their butts off. Those Division I, Division II coaches that are in Division III, you're out recruiting all the time. So I would say the difference between high school and college, in college, you're recruiting. In high school, you're handling parents. And that, you know, that's kind of the difference, because you have the kids that you have, and everybody wants their son to do well. But in college, now they're young men, and it's about, and even now with the portal, you have to re-recruit the recruits that you have, and to keep them in-house. Wow. So I think it's kind of a never-ending job. And, you know, Pete, Mike, I mean, this kind of brings it back to Mike Tomlin. They talked about him going to USC. And he's like, there is no way I would go back to college and do all that recruiting. You know, so guys get into the NBA or they get into the NFL, they don't want to go back and have to recruit and re-recruit. At least now at the NBA and NFL, you can draft the guys you want, and you got them for a while under contract anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, thank you so much. Some fun stuff, and we got to let you go, but I know thoughts and prayers, too, to the Rod Black family, someone that you played against for a long time who passed away, and your dad was a great rival of, and want to send our best wishes out to Danube as well.
Hey, I appreciate that, Mike. I'm actually heading out there right after we're done here, and Rod and my dad are best of friends and coached against each other, and Jay and I played some great games against each other. Danube had amazing teams, and my condolences to the family. I'm going to be out there in a couple hours to see them. And what a great man. What a great legacy he left.
For sure. Send our best, Barry. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you, Maxie. Thanks, Pete.
Absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.